Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We have been studying this idea of the Trinity, and it's a big deal in the faith when we understand our faith, because they work together. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together. They all work together in unity. That's what we're trying to grow in and mature in and understand. It's hard to understand because they're one. They're one. And they work together, but they're in unity. So there's a sign out there on, what is it, 27, 29. And it says, God is not three in one, but He is. And that sign out there is anti-Christ. It's not biblical. So we want to help people understand, because there's been some confusion with that. So we have to, you know, even people have come in here and asked me questions. You ought to, you know, when you don't understand, that's what it does. It provokes questions. And so we have to grow an understanding. The only way you can really understand is to have the Holy Spirit in you. And the Holy Spirit is what helps you understand. Talks about that in 1 Corinthians 2:14. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot understand the things of the Spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. So we have to have the Holy Spirit to really help you understand the things of God. So that explains why they would put up a sign out there. They don't understand. Did you catch that? They don't get it. So we're gonna get started here. Who's back there? Tim? I'm gonna go to Ephesians 5:18, and we're gonna read the vision first, and then we'll read Ephesians 5:18, if you would all stand. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, something I always like to say is peace. The Holy Spirit cannot work where there's not peace. Wherever there's peace, the Holy Spirit can work. So that's why when you are in strife and in a big argument, the Holy Spirit can't be in that and can't bring you answers and solutions. Did you hear me? Because the Holy Spirit has the answers. But here's what happens when we're arguing and fighting in strife with our words. We're doing that in the flesh. And your flesh cannot do the will of God. It will always get you in a battle, in a fight, spiritually, verbally, physically, whatever. Your flesh will always get you into trouble because the Holy Spirit is powerful. It's the third person of the Godhead. And when we understand that, then you'll begin to, your marriage can be healthy, your relationships can be healthy, your finances can be healthy. Because the Holy Spirit is here to help you. He's called the helper. He's called the helper. All right. So let's look at this verse, Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dispensation, but be filled with the Spirit. All right. Be filled with the Spirit. How many of you heard people say you got to be filled with the Spirit? You've all heard that. But to be filled with the Spirit, you have to be a part of that. It's not a one-time deal. Some people say, well, I got filled with the Spirit when I started speaking in tongues. No, you didn't. And speaking in tongues is not a sign of you being filled with the Spirit. Wow. Yeah. That's not sound theology. And we need sound theology. Are you with me? Jesus talked about sound doctrine in John chapter 7. We need sound doctrine. We need sound theology when he was talking about the Holy Spirit. We need to understand the role of the Holy Spirit. And people say all kinds of things about the Holy Spirit that aren't true. And that's why we have to understand. I speak in tongues. Yeah. But that's not a sign that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I can speak in tongues and 2 hours later be upset about something. See, what happens is when you're not continually pouring in the Holy Spirit and connecting with the Holy Spirit, you go right to your flesh. And your flesh will always take you somewhere else. But you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is going to be good today. And I know you're going to get something out of this. It's so important to understand. All right, so let's go ahead and have a seat. I got my example up here. I'm going to put that up here. All right. Okay, so now we're followers of Christ, right? That's what a Christian is. Christian is a Christ follower. All right? So if we're going to follow Christ, we're going to have to grow in the Holy Spirit, communicating with the Holy Spirit. You see that? Communicating and growing in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, talking to the Holy Spirit, because he wants to help you. He is your source of life. He's your source of life. So that's why we have to have a daily relationship with him and walk with him. When you walk with him, he gives you peace. See, peace is only possible from the Holy Spirit. It says in Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit. So, it has to come from the Holy Spirit for you to have peace. You cannot create peace. You don't have the ability to create peace. Did you hear me? You can't make peace. It has to come from him. You can make things quiet for a minute, turn the music down, shut up, or whatever you got to do. That doesn't mean you have peace. Peace comes from God. Peace with God, peace with people, and the peace of God. Now watch. Now think about this. The Holy Spirit enables us to have this daily relationship and walk with God, and it produces peace and joy, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So we have an enemy. The enemy of our soul doesn't want you to have peace or joy. So what he will do is try to distract you to make you think you don't need to be connected and continually pouring the Holy Spirit in your life. You see, if he can get you disconnected from your power source, and I'm going to tell you what, the church is part of the power source. You need to have friends in the church. You need to be related and connected relationally in the church. It says in 1 Peter 2:21 that you purify your souls. Now watch this. How? through sincere love of the brethren. That's each other. That's part of it. Through obeying the truth, you purify yourself through obeying the truth and sincere love of the brethren. When you love the truth, it purifies your soul. And a soul that's purified is not full of toxicity. And you live out of your soul. It's not full of toxic thinking, negative thinking. It's pure and healthy. And that's and fulfilled. It says in Proverbs, a satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb, doesn't need anything extra. He's fulfilled. Amen. All right, now watch. So what happens is the enemy, he wants to keep you from the power source. The power source is the Holy Spirit. And this is how he does it. Through confusion, through bad theology, and through lies. Lies. So here's the idea. You want to make sure that you're attending a church or plugged into a church where the Holy Spirit is a big part of it. Are you with me? And they teach you and help you understand. Because this is huge. Now listen, we must learn and discern the peace and power that comes from the Holy Spirit. We can't be a witness. We can't be a witness in the flesh. So when you're disconnected from the body of Christ, and or you're disconnected and you're not communicating with the Holy Spirit, you are in the flesh. You see that? And your words, your countenance, your responses and actions are going to come out of your flesh. And your flesh cannot produce one good thing. Nothing. Zilp, nada, nada, nada. Your flesh cannot accomplish anything for God. The flesh is at war with God and hates God. Your flesh does. Some of you are getting a little upset already because of what I'm talking about. That's your flesh. And that's okay. Your flesh is trying to talk to you. Now watch. We can't grow in peace and power of God simply by trying harder. Well, I'm trying. Okay, how's that working for you? You can't try hard enough. Trying cannot make things better. You have to receive from God. You have to receive from the Holy Spirit. So stop trying. I had people on the phone this week telling me, well, I'm trying, Pastor Fred. Stop trying and start trusting. And receiving from God. Because trying will wear you out. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me?
Amen.
Trying harder does not work. Look at your neighbor and say, stop trying. Josh, stop trying. Andrew, stop trying. Andrew's getting married today. Yeah. All right, that's exciting. Now listen, peace and power only come from the Holy Spirit. Peace and power of God is something we receive or reject. It comes in the person of the Holy Spirit. You see that? Now, think about this. Pay attention. You listening? Don't be sitting there all. See, when you sit like this, you know what? You're not listening. Well, now he's making me mad again. But you know what? I've been doing this too long. When you sit like this, you're not receiving nothing. So just try to receive today. Because God is really wanting to help you. And he can, if you'll let him.
That's right.
You can buck your head against him all you want to.
Yep.
But you're still going to have to answer. Amen? Now listen. Living the Christian life is not our responsibility. What? Did you hear that? Wait. Living the Christian life is not our responsibility as much as it is our response to His ability. To His ability, the Holy Spirit. You see? Well, Pastor Fred, you always say our responsibility, our response is our responsibility. That's never going to go away. That's the way it is. But here it is. Your responsibility is to respond to His ability, the Holy Spirit's ability, His power. You see that? When you respond to His power, it always produces peace. Always. Now look. What drew you to Christ? You know what drew you to Christ? Either somebody, you saw something in somebody that you wanted. Peace, kindness, joy. Or you were under the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit and the word of God being preached. And the Holy Spirit was taking that word and rescuing you.
Amen.
That's how we get saved. That's how God gets a hold of us. Okay? Now, and you said, I want more of that. And see, that's what happens. We want more of that. People who are not full of the Holy Spirit actually repel us. You ever get around people who always want to talk the talk, but they're really not walking the walk? They actually make you want to, You ever get around people who want to talk about the gospel or talk about church, and you're like, it makes you tired? See, the Holy Spirit's not in that. When the Holy Spirit's in it, you want some of that, because there's really something in it. There's God's in it. You see that? There's something special when a person is receiving and communicating from the Holy Spirit. People want it. Now listen, this is huge. Understanding this revelation frees us from trying. It will free you from trying.
Amen.
I went and got my oil changed this week. Yesterday, there was some gal, college gal, and, I was talking to her about, she said, well, what, you and your wife are got plans for the weekend? Yeah, I'm a preacher. Oh, I stopped going to church. And I just said, well, you can't do this. You can't walk with Christ without the church. And she looked down. She says, I just know I need to get back, but I just have gotten away from that. I said, well, she says, well, I work on Sundays now here doing the oil, and all. I said, well, you can find a spot. You can find a place where you can, the hours will work, where you can get there. Because people have Wednesday night teaching and people have services that will work. And she said, you're probably right. And just, I left it at that. I didn't say get out and repent. I didn't do none of that. But I felt the Holy Spirit on it. Are you with me? Does that make sense? I felt like the Holy Spirit was working right there. I really believe that. Now, I have witnessed to people and they get saved and repent right there before. I've done that. But the Holy Spirit was part of it. You see that? Now, I need to receive from God the power and peace to produce the fruit that God wants to accomplish in my life. What I could never accomplish without Him. The first person that will tell you if you're full of the Holy Spirit is your wife. or your husband or whoever you're the closest to. Because when you're close to them and you're full, you're not arguing. You're not full of strife. You're not trying to get your way all the time. Because that's what the flesh does. The flesh wants to get things its way all the time. And it creates strife. And that is the opposite. That divides people. You see that? Some of you were arguing on the way to church today. That was strife working, trying to keep you from receiving what God has today. Am I making sense? Some of you were arguing online before you turned on today. God has a plan for your life, and the Holy Spirit has a plan. He wants to help you in this area of your life. Amen. Now watch this. Go with me to John 14. John chapter 14. Talking about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. All right. We're going to do baptisms at the end of this month. And we baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
In the name. We don't say in the names of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One name. Because one name encompasses it all. One. Right? Holy Spirit. Now watch. Let's look at this. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Now, this is Jesus talking just before he was arrested to be crucified. So he's telling the disciples, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. That's the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos. Okay? Yes, that's the Greek word for the Holy Spirit. Now watch. That he may abide with you forever. Now pay attention. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. See, the world can't receive the Spirit of truth because the world is under a whole nother system. It says in 2 Corinthians 4, the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them. That's why it's so important to hear the gospel. The word world is the word cosmos, system. System. Now watch. Cannot receive because it neither sees him, because they're blinded. Did you catch that? They can't see spiritually. Neither sees him nor knows him. They don't have a relationship with him. Now watch. But you know him. If you've been born again, and you've been in this church, you've been born again, you know him.
Amen.
And now you've started a relationship with him, and he has a plan and a purpose for your life to show you the you haven't met yet. He wants to reveal the real you to you. Now watch. For he dwells with you and will be in you. He dwells with you and will be in you. Now, this is before the crucifixion. So he dwells with you. I'm going to say this. The Holy Spirit has always been with us. Huh? Did you hear that? It's always been with you. With is just there. Right? John Wesley said, calls that prevenient grace. In other words, the Holy Spirit was with you and people praying for you, even when you were a little kid and things going on. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit will show you things. He will show you things about your life that will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. That's why it says, and I got to do this. I'm going to preach for a minute. It says, eye hasn't seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Verse 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14. Eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what does man know the things of man except the spirit of man? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Amen. You see, he wants you to know everything he has for you and everything he's created you for. But if you're not in touch with that Holy Spirit, you're going to miss out on a lot of what he has for you. And you'll end up accepting and walking in a place. You wonder why you're not fulfilled in this life. You're not paying attention to God, paying attention to the Holy Spirit. Fulfillment comes when you're doing his will, God's will. Fulfillment, you're filled, you're full. You're not looking for anything else. Now watch. So now look. For he dwells with you. He'll be with you. And will be in you. Now that word with in the Greek is the word para. Para means with you and alongside or near you. It's near you. Holy Spirit. Now watch. In you means rest. It means to rest in the Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit's not in you, you're not resting. You can't rest without the Holy Spirit. You can get sleep. You can get sleep. You can sleep 12 hours, wake up and be tired and restless and anxious and worried and fretful. But when you got the Holy Spirit, you can rest and wake up and be refreshed and help others to be refreshed. Now watch this. Now, so we got the Holy Spirit will be, for he dwells with you and will be where? In you. Give me the next one. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So he's saying, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not going to abandon you. Orphans have been abandoned. They've had a rejection and abandonment. You see that? But he's saying, I'm going to come to you. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying. I will come to you. I'm going to come to you and give you some help in life. Did you hear this? Are you hearing this? Now, this was before the cross. The Holy Spirit was with them now and later will be in them. Did you remember that? He says he was with them and will be in you. So it will be his future.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.